Albie Pearson joins us on Sports Byline, former center fielder in Major League Baseball, who played 9 seasons with the Washington Senators, Baltimore Orioles, and the Los Angeles / California Angels. And, of course, if you remember him, one of the smallest Major League Baseball players of his era. He stood just 5'5", weighed 132 pounds, and at the time of his rookie season with the Senators, he was the shortest player in Major League Baseball. You know, after you hear me say all of that, Albie, what is it that makes you smile about being able to play 9 years in the major leagues?
Well, to be honest with you, Ron, just an opportunity. I was in high school, of course, and when I entered high school, I was 97 pounds and 5 feet tall. And in my senior year, when I signed my first contract, it was with the Red Sox. I think I was about 5'5 and 127 pounds or something, and I asked for a bonus, Ron, and my scout said to me, Albie, he said, if I gave you a bonus, they'd fire me. And I said, well, why? And he says, well, did you look in the mirror recently? And I said, yes. And he just said, do you want to play baseball? And I said, yes, sir, I do. And he said, well, look, I can't give you a bonus, but do you have any baseball shoes? And I said, well, sir, I wore them out, you know, playing my senior year because I'd pitched some and wore out the toe and played center field. And he said, well, I'll get you 2 pair of baseball shoes. And I said, I'll send you to San Jose, California, in the California League. And I'll give you $225 a month. You want to play or not? And I said, yes, sir. So that was my bonus, and I never at that time even thought that I could. I was even considering it being. I just wanted to play baseball, and I got the opportunity. So $225 a month and 2 pair of baseball shoes, and it was started.
You were a California kid. You grew up down in the Los Angeles area, and of course, as a child, you've always been kind of height challenged. I mean, you are what you are. But I know kids well enough when they're young, they usually kind of pick on the smaller kids. You kind of got a hard shell about it. It never really bothered you very much. What was it like as a kid growing up being that small?
Well, you know, Ron, it's kind of fun because it really didn't bother me at all. But I found myself, it's kind of strange, but I always wanted to back up the kid who was an underdog on the schoolyard, and sometimes they were club footed or some kind of problems, and so I found myself just saying, "Hey, leave him alone," you know. And I don't know. I guess my answer to you is that I didn't have any fear about on the schoolyard or being small, because there seemed to be a respect. Because respect oftentimes comes from athletics, abilities, and all.
Yeah, sports can be the great equalizer. You're absolutely right about that. Albie, what adjustments from a baseball standpoint playing the game did you have to make because of your size?
Well, you know, at my size, because you can't play in the big leagues unless you have some tools. You've got to be able to run, and I had speed, and I could throw, and of course I could hit. But what you have to do if you're going to play at a world-class level in major leagues, you have to be a little in front of the game, if I can use that term. Doing the little things, not only playing hard, but being a real teammate doing the little things well. And I can remember, for instance, that we had no videotape at the time, and the kids today, Ron, are bigger and they're stronger and they're quicker, and I wouldn't say they have any bigger hearts than we had, but they've learned through trial and error, and they've got all kinds of stuff that we walk through. I remember watching a pitcher through the hole of my hat in the dugout, trying to get an advantage onto where his timing to home plate or his little idiosyncrasies. Today, you can go right behind your dugout and watch the videotape of your last at bat. Or you got film on a pitcher you're about to face. You know what he's going to throw in the jam and what to expect with the man on base or whatever it is. But back then, it was all doing things that to stay ahead of the game, and that's about the only way I could probably describe it.
Well, I know you had a good arm because you had a cannon for an arm, but the thing that I would think was your biggest weapon, Albie, is that the strike zone was so small. Did you drive pitchers crazy?
Actually, in the minor leagues, you probably could say that, but in the major leagues, Ron, the guys are there. They can throw strikes. They know both sides of the plate, by the way, they could hit you anytime they want to, if anybody thinks that that's not, but that was not an issue. But in truth, when you get to the big leagues, everybody works down anyway most of the time. I remember when Yogi Berra once said, when I entered Yankee Stadium, we'd played in the golf tournament at National Baseball Players Golf Championship in my first year, and Yogi had played golf down there in Florida, and we came up north. And I stepped in the batter's box in Yankee Stadium, and he said, on the first pitch, Whitey Ford was pitching, and he threw me a breaking ball. It was down, and the umpire said, ball, low. And Yogi says, low? Where in the world are you going to pitch him low without turning around? And he said, you're the only guy I know that hits out of a ditch. That was the comments I got from Yogi many years ago. And he said, they sure grow them small in Southern California. So the needle behind the plate in Yankee Stadium brought some fond memories back. In fact, I was with him just last year, and he was part of the Bob Hope Classic that and sponsoring it. I mean, being part of the leadership of it many years ago. But I only bring him up is because some of the humorous things he said. And, yeah, now the pitchers are – they can work the ball any place they want, usually.
Well, let me ask you something, and that is, before you came up your rookie season, 1958, with the Senators, you also played in the Pacific Coast League with the San Francisco Seals. Now, this was before baseball came to the West Coast in 1958, and yet a lot of people don't know what West Coast baseball was like in the Pacific Coast League. Now, I remember, you know, people telling me stories about the Los Angeles Stars, which was a part of the PCL, and also the San Francisco Seals. Tell me a little bit about what the Pacific Coast League was like back then.
You know, it was an open classification. You would probably call it between a AAA and the big leagues, but it had a combination of older guys who'd been successful in the major leagues, finishing out their career, and young guys like myself coming up. To me, I really enjoyed the Pacific Coast League. Of course, I was born and raised here. I felt like it was just about as good a baseball as you could see or play up to the major league level.
And it had some pretty big names playing in it as well. Joe DiMaggio played in that. Bobby Brown played in that league.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The San Francisco Seals, which, of course, I was part of, and that old Seal Stadium. It brings back tremendous memories of cold and fog and swirling winds and yet the people, you know, the people of San Francisco were on at the time were, I don't know what it was. It was very special to me and I'll never forget those days in the Pacific Coast League.
What was it like down in Los Angeles, like with the Stars? And I believe they had, what was it, the Seattle Rainiers part of that PCL as well?
Seattle Rainiers, Portland, San Diego, L.A., Hollywood Stars were there, and so in the Coast League and the big leagues now, of course, you've got Seattle, San Francisco, Oakland, L.A., and San Diego. So when they came west, they came to take over what the Pacific Coast League started, I just really enjoyed it.
We only have a minute before we have to break here, Albie, but the style of baseball played out west. Was it wide open? Was it hit and run? What was it?
You know what? We were in a microcosm, I believe, of Major League Baseball. In fact, at that time, I felt like there was quite a few players that could have probably competed on the Major League level, especially the old guys that were coming down but still had some left. And it was really I remember some of us guys. I used Marty Keel for one, and myself, Haywood Sullivan, different ones that made the major leagues the following year. At the same time, I can remember Grady Hatton and different players that were on their way down. And anyway, to me, other than consistency, there could be some there players in the Pacific Coast League that played in the big leagues at the time.
Albie Pearson has joined us on Sports Byline USA, former center fielder in Major League Baseball. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about his rookie season in 1958 with the Washington Senators. I was a young kid, and I got a chance to see not only his first game, but also his entire rookie season with the Washington Senators. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.